The Surgeon General is touring parts of Alaska this week talking about solutions to the opioid epidemic. He spoke at the Alaska Prevention Summit in Palmer today. Surgeon General Jerome Adams says he sees some progress in combating the epidemic. Doctors are prescribing opioids less frequently, but the drugs are still available.
The first drug dealer for the majority of folks isn't some bad guy out on the street. It's grandma, it's aunt, it's uncle, it's the next door neighbor, it's you all, it's us, who've left medications in our cabinets.
In an effort to solve that, the state's Department of Health and Social Services is distributing drug disposal bags that make opioids unusable. Medications can also be taken back to pharmacies and police departments. Elizabeth Ripley with the Mat-Su Health Foundation says her organization is trying to prevent opioid addictions by partnering with other groups to address childhood trauma. That means getting at the root of some community problems like racism and the unequal representation of people of color in the foster care and criminal justice systems.
A crucial part of what we have to do is really go upstream and say, we're causing stress for certain segments of our community in disproportional ways. And we have to break down those barriers.
During an interview after the panel conversation, Surgeon General Adams said addressing the opioid crisis has opened the door for larger conversations.
When you look at untreated mental health issues, when you look at unwellness in our communities, all those lead into substance use disorder. And if we use this tragedy as an opportunity to address those upstream causes, then we'll solve not only the opioid epidemic, but so many other health woes that are afflicting our country.
Adams says part of the strategy is helping people understand that health affects all aspects of our society, including the economy.
Investing in health is also investing in jobs. It's also investing in safety and security. It's investing in the things that they care about and that they vote on. And that if we don't invest in those things, it's going to continue to be a drag on our economy, on our safety, on our ability to vote, to devote resources to the things that we care about.
Adams says to accomplish these larger goals, communities need to focus on developing new partnerships with businesses, the faith community, and treatment providers that use limited funding more efficiently and effectively. Adams will be a guest on Line 1 Your Health Connection tomorrow at 10 a.m. on Alaska Public Media.